Ambiante Memory sur Radio Graphite, l'émission dédiée aux musiques ambiantes. Philippe Hall vous transporte vers un nouveau voyage.
Bonsoir à toutes et à tous, Ambiante Memory, nouveau voyage, avec ce soir pas mal de nouveautés. Nous commencerons avec Philippe Deschamps qui nous partage un morceau de son EP. Il y aura aussi Carbon Bass Lifeform et Azura qui, respectivement, nous feront aussi découvrir l'un de leurs derniers opus. Vous découvrirez ou redécouvrirez les derniers morceaux de Tristan Garner avec Terra, extrait de son album The Shape of Wind, ainsi que Irezumi avec son morceau Dive. Dernier morceau, d'ailleurs, de sa création. Nous aurons aussi l'immense privilège de découvrir un morceau Electronica avec quelques bribes hardcore de Laurent O, intitulé After 10 Days, extrait de son dernier album. Plein d'autres artistes seront aussi du voyage. Installez-vous confortablement, ça commence.
Ambiante Memory.
Thank you.
Ambiante Memory.
Thank you.
Memory.
Only 10 minutes to go on the bike ride. I was airlifted from the scene of the accident by a rescue helicopter to a large spinal unit in Sydney. I had extensive and life-threatening injuries. I'd broken my neck and my back in 6 places. I broke 5 ribs on my left side. I broke my right arm. I broke my collarbone. I broke some bones in my feet. My whole right side is ripped open, filled with gravel. My head was cut open across the front, lifted back, exposing the skull underneath. I had head injuries, I had internal injuries, I had massive blood loss. In fact, I lost about 5 litres of blood, which is all someone my size would actually hold. By the time the helicopter arrived at Prince Henry Hospital in Sydney, my blood pressure was 40 over nothing. I was having a really bad day. For over 10 days, I drifted between 2 dimensions. I had an awareness of being in my body, but also being out of my body, somewhere else, watching from above as if it was happening to someone else. Why would I want to go back to a body that was so broken? But this voice kept calling me, "Come on, stay with me." No. No. Only 10 minutes to go on the bike ride. I was airlifted from the scene of the accident by a rescue helicopter to a large spinal unit in Sydney. I had extensive and life-threatening injuries. I'd broken my neck and my back in 6 places. I broke 5 ribs on my left side. I broke my right arm. I broke my collarbone. I broke some bones in my feet. My whole right side was ripped open, filled with gravel. My head was cut open across the front, lifted back, exposing the skull underneath. I had head injuries, I had internal injuries, I had massive blood loss. In fact, I lost about 5 litres of blood, which is all someone my size would actually hold. By the time the helicopter arrived at Prince Henry Hospital in Sydney, my blood pressure was 40 over nothing. I was having a really bad day. For 10 days, I drifted between 2 dimensions. I had an awareness of being in my body, but also being out of my body, somewhere else, watching from above as if it was happening to someone else. Why would I want to go back to a body that was so broken? But this voice kept calling me, "Come on, stay with me." No. We can do it together. I was at a crossroads. I knew if I didn't return to my body, I'd have to leave this world forever. It was the fight of my life. After 10 days, I made the decision to return to my body, and the internal bleeding stopped. The next concern was whether I would walk again, because I was paralyzed from the waist down. I said to my parents the neck break was a stable fracture, but the back was completely crushed. The vertebrae at L1 was like you'd dropped a peanut, stepped on it, smashed it into thousands of pieces. They'd have to operate. They went in, they put me on a beanbag, they cut me, literally cut me in half. I have a scar that wraps around my entire body. They picked as much broken bone as they could that had lodged in my spinal cord. They took out two of my broken ribs and they rebuilt my back, L1. They rebuilt it. They took out another broken rib. They fused T12, L1 and L2 together. Then they stitched me up. They took an entire hour to stitch me up. I woke up in intensive care and the doctors were really excited that the operation had been a success, because at that stage I had a little bit of movement in one of my big toes. And I thought, great, because I'm going to the Olympics.
L'émission se termine, j'espère que vous avez apprécié. Retrouvez, comme d'habitude, dès demain, la playlist et le podcast de l'émission sur les réseaux sociaux, Instagram et Facebook. Nous terminons avec un morceau de Steve Good intitulé « Lévitation » pour se préparer au sommeil. Je vous donne quant à moi rendez-vous la semaine prochaine pour un nouveau voyage. D'ici là, portez-vous bien, prenez soin de vous, ciao!